This is Winston with the Creativity Cocktail, powered by Rising Tides Charity. Today we have Thomas Bierman on with us. And before we get going, I wanted to let you all know that Thomas is a dear friend and a very close friend to mine personally. He is a fantastic creator. He exemplifies what we're trying to do here at the Creativity Cocktail by really talking about people who create in all walks of life. And so we're excited to have him. And really quick before we get started, I wanted to say a couple of things. All of the comments made by all of the participants in the Creativity Cocktail are those opinions of themselves, and they are not representative of anything else. And also, I just wanted to give everyone a sense of what we're doing with the Creativity Cocktail. Thank you so much for Thomas by being our new brand, being on with our new brand. So say what's up with everybody.
What's up, everybody? I am glad to be a part of it.
That's fantastic. So we've decided to recast the name because what we started to encounter is that we encountered people who were creating things in this world from all walks of life, not just artwork or writing, but they were just creating things in so many ways, and Thomas is an artisan in that respect. So with that being said, we're going to jump right into it. Thomas, tell the audience here today a little bit about yourself and what you do.
All right, well, Winston, again, thank you for having me on. My name is Thomas Bierman. I'm a personal chef. I like to, pretty much what I call creating, you know, memories and experiences, you know, through food. You know, creating a romantic atmosphere for couples or whoever. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be for a couple. It could be for someone wanting to do something for their mom or, you know, that special person in their life. So I like to come to their home, be able to put together a five-star meal, pretty much take away the restaurant experience and bring it to your home, you know, be able to bring it to your home and, again, bring that five-star meal, that romantic experience, that romantic setting to their home and just have something different, something totally different than just going out and having a meal. So
that's awesome. You know, Thomas, if you don't mind, I'll share a quick story with the audience that's listening to us. Mm-hmm. So Thomas and a couple of our friends, we decided that we were going to do something for our wives a number of years ago. And we decided we were going to give them this whole day of pampering, etc. And at the end of the day, we surprised them where they came home. They just thought the day was over. And when they came home from this day of doing all kinds of massages and pampering and makeup and all of that, they actually had a wonderful meal made by Thomas. That and this goes to what you say, Thomas, about it being such a memorable experience. There is no way between now and the last day of my life that I will ever forget that. It was just that wonderful.
It was. And the fact that, you know, we were their personal servers and everything, that is something that we would truly never forget.
So how did you get into it? How did you, what made you say, you know, let me start this as kind of something that was your purpose?
Well, you know, to be funny with you, Winston, my wife actually came up with it. Our first date, I cooked for her. It was a romantic dinner, you know, had candles, cooked her favorite meal, and she really enjoyed it. It was a while before we actually went out to dinner for a date. You know, because I just kept cooking for her. And she said, you know, you used to do this for couples. I think people would really like this, you know, target men. And, you know, they might want to do it for their wives or girlfriends or things like that. So it was really her idea, and I just kind of ran with it.
Wow. I tell you, for all of those that are listening right now, I think you've raised the bar for a lot of men that are out there now. So, like, when your wife tells you to do a business passion, you should take her advice.
So, exactly.
So, So how long have you been doing it? And what are some of the other kind of places you've had a chance to
Well, I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan, so I did it a little while when I lived in Detroit. Not so much. I was more focusing on like catering events and things like that. Once I moved to the Atlanta, Georgia area, I would say a good 3 years after living there, and, you know, just kind of, you know, planting some seeds and, you know, getting comfortable in the Atlanta area is when I started. So I've been in Atlanta now 9 years. So I would say it's been going pretty well for me about 6 years now. 6 years long.
Wow. What does the future look like for the business?
Right now it's up. You know, it really is the upside to it. I can see a lot more venturing off from this, you know, possibly training, you know, younger chefs and being able to have them, being able to send them out and have them, you know, be that chef for that couple while I'm doing another one. So being able to expand and have more personal chefs to go out and do what it is that I like to do, which is creating that experience.
That is amazing. Tell us, let's kind of pivot a little bit, and let's talk about your process. And I don't mean like the process of putting together the food, but I mean your process as far as when you're ready to create and develop something for a couple or for a client. What do you do? What are some of the things you do to get into like the mental frame of mind to create? Is it a tool? Is it a solution? Is it environment? What happens?
Well, actually, I try. The first thing I really want to know is what is the event? You know, is it just because? Is it a birthday? Is it an anniversary? From that point, I just start thinking like, okay, how can I make this special for them? You know, if it's the guy doing it for his wife, you know, I want to be able to do something that looks like it comes from him and he not even know it, but yet is impactful to his wife. Mm-hmm. So whether that's, you know, just by asking questions, you know, like what are some of the things that she like? You know, does she like roses? You know, what type of flowers does she like? Does she like candy? What type of music does she like? So I can create that atmosphere and the ambiance for her, but yet it seemed like it's coming from him, you know, because he would say, oh, he knows I like this and he did this for me, but yet I did it for them. So that's some of the preparation that goes into it and trying to be creative, because I like to make every experience different. I try to keep that way they can have their own experience and not say, oh, well, he did that for me. No, he did something totally different for us. That's the creativity that comes into it.
That is awesome. So tell me of one, without people's names, tell us of like one creative, one moment, one unique moment where you had a client and something came out and that it was just interesting to you. Tell us about one of those.
Well, I'll give you one. It was a guy, he hired me for his wife. It was her birthday. He had already taken her to like a spa day or what have you. And they were on their way home. They were on their way home, but she wanted to stop and get some wings. She was really, really hungry. And look, of course, she didn't know I was there. He had given me the keys to their home. I went in their home, set it up, had music playing, had her favorite artist playing, had the living room set for them. So when they walked in the house, I heard her saying that, like, babe, I'm ready to go get something to eat. Can you go change or whatever it is she was asking him? But then she said, did I leave something on? Because she heard the music. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, something smells good in here. Somebody's cooking. And when she walked in, she turned to the kitchen and saw me standing there. And then just the table and the setting, she just kind of just broke into tears. And mm-hmm. I believe that will be something that they will never, ever forget, you know, as long as they live.
That's awesome. You know, I can see the imagery of that, you know, right now about how she responded to that, and she was like, yeah, look at that. And you probably, you're probably on your chef attire and everything. So.
Yeah, his comment was, do you still want to go get some wings?
That is funny. That is great. So usually when we have somebody on the podcast, we ask them about, you know, what's, you know, their view around the creative community. Specifically, we have a lot of people who are actors and inside of and writers and that kind of thing. But you have a little bit of a different vantage point and a different view on creativity. Tell us about how you view creativity, whether it's our city, Detroit, anywhere else. What do you think are some of the things that are happening in our community that are interesting to you?
Things that are happening in our community that are interesting to me. Honestly, I would say just how people are really getting out and doing what they're passionate about. You know, whether that's selling treats, you know, like desserts, things like that, or putting on plays like yourself. Like I have a gentleman that lives in Detroit, a guy that I went to school with. He likes to put on plays in Detroit, and then he's, you know, venturing out and putting those plays, bringing them to Atlanta.
Wow.
His name is Sean Williams, and he's very creative of, you know, getting out there and marketing in it. So being able to see other people do that, you know, again, we know of a group of wife talk, you know, that's something, being creative, being able to do something for wives and how that's grown. When you see people doing that, being creative and doing what they love and their passion, it kind of just trickles down to everybody else to say, hey, let me find my passion and do what I love to do. I think that's the creative piece that people miss, but yet some people thrive on it. So that's the creative part, I would say.
You know, maybe I just have this really, it's a really bizarre idea that just came into my head. So what if, and for those of you who are listening, you can please listen, but understand if you do this before us, then we're going to trademark it, is that what if we had like an awesome theater experience with, you know, for couples, because, you know, I have plays based on romantic and relationships and stuff.
That would be real nice.
And your experience is happening at the same time, almost like a dinner theater kind of thing.
Yep.
I think that people...
Oh, that would be great.
People would just totally and be in love with that, because it would have the romantic vibe. It would have the same drama as a theater show, right? Because you got to have drama, otherwise you don't have theater. It would have all of that, and it would just be really, really... I have this vision in my head, like people sitting down, like when they go to a gala and that kind of thing.
I can see that. I'm most definitely
to
see that.
Yeah, and they're sitting down, and but they see the theater. They see the people on stage doing their
thing. Better than dinner in a movie.
That's right. And then courses come out to them at, you know, different intervals when a different, you know, when a scene is completed or an act is completing. Then they get their course from there. I think that would be so amazing. So everybody that's listening, is Thomas and mine's ideal, so don't take it. So we're going to do it, and you're going to see it. That's right. And if you do it before us, and you then we get a free ticket, we get to come see it. So either way, so let me ask you, when you think about just you personally and those in your life that are inspiring to you, and that those who have really helped you along the way, whether it's you know them or just their example, what some people would you think are like that for you?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that last part?
So people, you have examples in your life, right? People that you, either you've seen them from afar, or people that you know that are inspirational to you. Can you share with us who some of those people are and why they might be inspirational to you?
Man, that's a great question. That's a really good question. Well, you are one of them for sure.
Thank you.
Just watching your drive, you know, how you know, you've said to me before, you know, you could write a play in, what do you say, at least 3 days?
Yeah, that was me being very ambitious and on a high deadline. But yes, that is indeed
exactly.
the case.
Exactly. But, just watching your drive for, how you put together, your play and how energized you are about it, how you market it, things like that, that's very inspiring. My wife is very inspiring. She... she's taking on the venture of being a real estate agent, and watching her, day after day after day, go to class, take her tests, and marketing and getting out there, meeting people, and really trying to build her brand is very inspiring. Because I'll be honest with you, I kind of lack in that area of building my brand, but watching people like you and her, and a few others. As well, Trishelle Williams with Art Talk really makes me want to say, okay, I need to build my brand more. I need to get out there and, show people who I am, be more in the forefront. Because right now, I do it not getting to where you guys do it. So those are some things that inspire me to really want to get out there and do it more and, maybe do it better. But those are... I would say those are some uninspired people from right now.
Thank you so much for what you said. And those people you mentioned are obviously, I feel the same way about that. Natara has done an awesome job in regards to getting her brand out. I need to talk to her about how to get my Instagram sort of like hers. It's very polished. And obviously our friend, our mutual friend, Trishelle Williams with her Wife Talk is an example, not just as far as building a brand, but she's an example of for people all around the world. So she's done some amazing things. There is no doubt about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Just really inspiring. So tell us a couple of things to kind of close us out here. First of all, if someone wanted to capture the experience and to be part of it, how would they reach out to you? How would they contact you?
Contact me via Instagram at The Beerum Experience, or they can reach me. I have a link on my website where they can send me an email or give me a call at www.beerumexp.com. That's BEAURUMEXP.com. Or they can reach me and call me directly at 678-453-8520. Those are some ways that they can reach out to me. Contact.
Thank you so much, Thomas. And my last thing for you is really, if someone's out there today listening to your voice and they want to get into something like you're doing in regards to being a personal chef, or they just want to ignite their creativity and get that out there for the world, what are some thoughts? What are some things you would tell them to make sure, to give them the view to get going right now? What were some words would you tell them about how to get started?
How to get started. First of all, I would say, what's the passion? What are you passionate about? What is your gift? Find that passion and gift. And then secondly, it would be, have faith in what it is that you're doing. You always have to have faith in what you're doing. And thirdly, just do it. Because you'll always keep asking yourself, wish I would have did this, or I could have did this. If you don't give it a try, then you won't know if you could have done it. So have the faith, put your foot forward and try and do it. And you never know where it might go.
That is really, really great to say. And I appreciate you saying that. All of those who are listening today, there is no doubt that every single one of you, no matter where you are, where you come from, what's happened to you before that, it's all in the past. Right now, today, you have the ability to say, I want to create a world for me. And that starts with being creative on some level. So whether you're a mathematician and you need to create an equation to solve some disease, that will require some creativity. Whether you want to write a book, whether you want to be an actor, whether you want to be a fashion designer, all of that requires a creativity in your mind that God has given you. And so it is incumbent on all of us to make sure that between now and when we're not here on this plane, and you said some amazing things about making sure you start now, that that person says, you know what, today is my day, and let me go ahead and get going. Whether you're 89 years old or 9 years old, today is the day to get it going. Thomas, it's been a pleasure to have you as always. I appreciate you. I know you're in Detroit right now. If you were right here, I'd dap you up as always because you're a fantastic friend. I love you. I appreciate you so much.
Listen, I love you too, man. Thanks for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
Thanks again. And for those who are listening, this is the Creativity Cocktail powered by Rising Tides Charity. Please, you will be able to find us on iTunes, Spotify, or the Google Podcasts, as well as Podbean. You will also be able to find us on Facebook. Please sign up for our seminar. We'll have a seminar here at the end of the summer and also one at the end of the fall. Please begin to donate to us. Your donation will help to create a theater production and an event where it'll all be free to those who, for those in the community and those who've helped to donate. So we appreciate you. We love you. Make sure you go to risingtidescharity.org or check us out on Instagram at Rising Tides Charity. Again, Thomas, thanks so much for being part of what we're doing here. And for everybody else, your voice creates worlds. So let's get after it. Take care.